listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, joined by Peter Berkowitz, one of, I think, the country's preeminent thinkers, intellectuals, scholars on matters involving national security and constitutional law and practice. He is the Tad and Diane Taube Senior Fellow at the estimable Hoover Institution, where he chairs the Task Force on National Security and Law. He is the editor of many, many essays and various other publications, author of numerous books, including one that's of special interest to our conversation at the moment, which is Israel and the struggle over the international laws of war. Peter, it's great to have you with us. Thank you very much for taking some time to talk about Israel and the U.S. relationship therewith.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
How would you characterize this relationship? It is certainly of enormous importance to Israel, and I argue to the United States as well. But what is its present condition as you see it?
Well, of course, I agree with you that the relationship important to Israel, important to us, which we sometimes overlook. I would characterize the relationship as bad and deteriorating, especially as a result of the events of the last 7 days. Two important events, one in which high-ranking officials in the United States deliberately, publicly, in my view, childishly snubbed the defense minister of Israel, Bogi Yaalon, when he came to visit Washington, D.C.
How do you mean? They refused to meet with him? They refused to honor his presence? In what fashion did they snub him?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yaalon had come to Washington for high-level meetings. Well in advance of his arrival, he had requested meetings not only with Chuck Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, but also with National Security Advisor Susan Rice and with Secretary of State Kerry. Secretary of Defense Hagel agreed to meet with Yaalon, but only after Yaalon arrived did the White House release the announcement that National Security Advisor Susan Rice and Secretary of State Kerry would not be meeting with Yaalon.
We're visiting with Peter Berkowitz. He is the Tad and Diane Taube Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution, and we're talking about the U.S.-Israeli relationship, a matter in which he is deeply knowledgeable. So they gave a front to this distinguished military officer in the Israeli Defense Forces, now, as you say, the defense minister, I believe also the deputy prime minister of the State of Israel. What else took place in the past 7 days that is also evidence of a serious breakdown in the U.S.-Israeli relationship?
Well, a senior official somewhere in the American national security establishment anonymously told Jeffrey Goldberg, one of our preeminent writers about Israel and Middle East politics for Peace in the Atlantic, that Netanyahu was cowardly and weak. We probably can't use the expletive that was printed in the Atlantic to describe Netanyahu, but it conveys very colorfully weakness and cowardliness. And the assertion was that Netanyahu was cowardly in two respects. One, he was too cowardly to make peace with the Palestinians, and happily too cowardly to strike the Iranians. This, of course, is an outrageous characterization of the prime minister of an ally. It's an outrageous characterization of a man who, by the way, served in Sayeret Matkal, which is Israel's top special operations force in the military. And I'd like to, if we could, just go back to a moment for the first insult to Israel, the snubbing of Yaalon. That was obvious payback for statements that Yaalon had made earlier in the year to the effect that Secretary of State Kerry was relentlessly pursuing peace between Israel and the Palestinians, was, quote, obsessive and messianic concerning the quest for a final agreement. There's a very important asymmetry between Yaalon's remarks, which were inappropriate, and what we, the United States, did. Yaalon's remarks were made in private, and against Yaalon's wishes, against his knowledge, they were leaked to the press. Whereas what Susan Rice, National Security Advisor, did, and what Secretary of State Kerry did, were premeditated and deliberate and designed to cause public humiliation. In other words, our conduct, lamentably, was unprofessional, counterproductive, and childish. The same with these quotes by the high national security official accusing our prime minister of our ally Israel of being cowardly. They are unprofessional, they are childish, and they are counterproductive.
In two respects, it seems to me, Peter Berkowitz. One is that they are not only definitely, unmistakably straining, if not really ripping, the ties between our two countries at a moment when I would argue we need each other more than ever. But that is a message that is being sent to Israel's enemies and ours at the same time, which can only intensify the perils that such enemies pose to both of us. And I just ask you, because we're going to run out of time here very quickly before we do justice to this topic, Peter Berkowitz, but these are not two isolated incidents. These are really symptomatic, aren't they, of how the Obama administration has been handling the Israeli portfolio, really, basically since it came to office.
I think that's right. I think they represent a culmination. And I want to add quickly, if I can, one painful irony. We saw this in this summer's war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Ironically, at this particular moment, America's ally Israel and America's Sunni allies in the region, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, also to some extent Kuwait, are on the same page about what the leading threats are in the Middle East. It's the rise of Iran, the spread of Islamic extremism, the collapse of the Arab state system. Though our Sunni allies, America's Sunni allies, want to see the United States cooperating with Israel, want to present a unified front against Iran. At this very moment, we, the United States, foolishly, counterproductively, ill-advisedly, in my view, are driving a wedge between ourselves and Israel.
Let me just quickly, in the last moment we have, about a minute or so, Peter, ask you to talk about that rising Iran. We are given to believe the president will, no matter what, finish a deal with the Iranians that will almost certainly clear the way, not block, but clear the way for them to acquire the nuclear weapons they've long sought. What are the implications of that for Israel as well as for us here at home?
The implications are terrible. What we fear the Iranians actually will acquire if the agreement is signed in late November is not exactly nuclear weapons, but we, the United States, will say they don't have nuclear weapons. But in fact, they will have acquire the ability to produce them within some very short time. In one cabinet, they'll have fissile material. In another cabinet, they'll have the warhead. Within a short time, they can put them together. And the terrible prospect is not that immediately the Iranians will launch a nuclear weapon, but our allies will be rightly disappointed us, especially the Sunni Arabs, and they will rush to acquire nuclear weapons so that the acquisition by Shiite Iran of nuclear weapons will lead to the creation of a polynuclear Middle East in which all these fragile regimes, not only Iran, but Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, and others will feel compelled to acquire nuclear weapons because they will conclude they can't count on the United States.
Peter Berkowitz, your work at the Hoover Institution is both saluted and extraordinarily valuable. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share some of your insights with us about this relationship. And it is infuriating and I think very ominous indeed that the Obama administration is comporting itself as it is with respect to our friend Israel and, for that matter, our enemies like Iran. It assuredly means we will have fewer friends in the future and more enemies. Peter, thank you. I hope you have a good weekend. You'll come back to us again very soon. Next up, Catherine Gorka will join us. We'll talk with her about the ideological character of this war for the free world and are we waging it properly? Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.